Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, many of us may enjoy the occasional whiskey or even collect a few bottles. And while interest in investment into the asset continues, this week, the first digital whiskey-based asset-backed security was launched in Southeast Asia. But what exactly is a digital whiskey-based asset-backed security? Well, we're joined today by Willie Chang, and he's the Chief Operating Officer of HG Exchange, to find out more. Willie, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks very much, Rachel, for having me.
It's wonderful to have you with us this Friday night. Now, Willie, while I'm used to drinking whiskey, what exactly is a digital whiskey-based asset-backed security?
Yes, I think in the simplest terms, what we've done is we've created a financial security that allows investors to buy and sell high-end, and these are the most premium whiskeys, in units of one bottle. And these can actually be freely traded, bought and sold on our exchange, and they can actually be held until a maturity period. And at the end of that period, basically, the bottle will physically be put, obviously, into the bottle. And then that bottle can then be collected by the end investor.
Ah, I see. So how does that work then? I'm an investor. I want to buy one bottle of whiskey on the exchange. I buy it as I would, say, a stock or a share on HG Exchange, and it stays there.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly how it works. So in some ways, right, it's very similar to how other exchanges work. I would sign up, I would buy and sell, and yeah, it's a free and open marketplace. So it really depends on what the overall price is and, you know, the overall market sentiment as well. The other thing that I think I should add and kind of also clarify and give you a little bit of background about our exchange, we're actually a private securities exchange, and we're the first one in Southeast Asia that's built and structured around our member firms. And right now we have three member firms. These are Philip Capital, Prime Partners, and Funnel. And they're all leading financial institutions licensed in Singapore with a huge presence in Southeast Asia. And so our role as an exchange is to connect all the different investors from our member firms to all the different and exciting products that they have. And the whiskey is one of those exciting products that's currently listed on HG Exchange. So going back to, I guess, the key point is that to buy and sell a security on HG Exchange, you actually would do so through one of our member firms.
Perhaps you can share with us, you've mentioned some of your partners, but who else is involved in this particular product?
So those are really the three key players that are involved on our exchange. But I also should mention and recognize Zilliqa, who's actually our technology partner, and they're actually providing the underlying blockchain technology that powers our exchange.
Okay, and before we go into blockchain technology, perhaps you can share with us, what kind of whiskies make up Casks of Distinction? That's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, so Cask of Distinction is actually a term used by our supplier, and the supplier of the whiskies is actually Diageo. I'm sure, as many of us know, is really the leading player in the space, not only for whiskies, but overall spirits and alcohol globally. And Cask of Distinction is actually one of their brands from Diageo. And this is the creme de la creme, the highest level, most premium whiskeys that they have. And I believe they have 25 or so distilleries scattered throughout Scotland, all with a very long history of operating and really, really strong brands with all sorts of different flavors and tastes that are available.
So can you give us a flavor of some of the bottles that you've got on offer for this security?
Yeah, so right now we have several different ones on offer. And I think the ones that we're the most excited and proud of would be Port Ellen. I think it's one of the most famous, if not the premier distillery in Scotland. But we also have other leading distilleries, brands that are available, including Talisker, Mortlach, Benrinis, and Kawila as well.
Kawila, one of my favorites. So perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about the pricing of the whiskey and the security.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't go too much into the actual pricing for the specific offer. But what I can say is that, you know, bottles of whiskey, generally speaking, of this kind of grade and within Cask of Distinction, historically, as we've seen in auctions, you know, can range from low several thousands of pounds into up to about 20K of Great British pounds per bottle.
We're speaking with Willie Chang, Chief Operating Officer of HG Exchange. Now, Willie, you spoke briefly about your partner that helped you develop the blockchain technology. Can you tell me more about how that works with the security and the exchange? I was reading an article about the launch, and it's titled Tokenized Single Malt Scotch Whiskey Collection Launches on Singapore Exchange. Can you tell us about the tokenization of this?
Yeah, so again, what we've done is we've created a financial security. It's an asset-backed security that's mm-hmm. linked to the actual bottles, again, provided by our supplier, Diageo. And then those financial securities, we've actually tokenized them, digitized them, and put them onto our exchange. And what's really exciting about the blockchain technology, right, is first of all, it's very, very efficient, right? So we can buy, sell, transact in a matter of seconds. And so the settlement of those securities and the transfer from different investors' wallets happens almost instantaneously. Also, it's a very, very secure technology. So I'm sure as many of our listeners know, right, basically any trade or transaction, you can't tamper with it. You can't go back and alter or delete any records. So we feel very, very comfortable and happy to be using the blockchain. And again, that blockchain is powered by Zilliqa.
And you've spoken briefly about the price range of whiskies, obviously depending on the bottle, the year. But why launch now? What kind of demand have you seen for this type of asset?
Yeah, the demand has been huge. And that's really, that I would say, is the main driver for why we're doing this now. So I've got several really interesting statistics that I've been quoting a lot recently. First of all, there's been a lot of demand, not only for whiskey, but alternative assets in general, right? So it's been a low interest rate environment for a very, very long time. And people are just looking for more and more kind of creative investments, you know, that generate good return. And it turns out that whiskey is probably one of the top performing assets across any different asset class that's out there. So one of the statistics that I have, 564% return over the past 10 years. So yes, so over five times, right? And this is actually outperforming S&P 500, it's outperforming ARD, it's outperforming a lot of fixed income products. So something that has gotten a lot of people excited. The overall volumes have gone up as well. So also in the last 10 years, based on statistics at whiskey auctions, right? The total number of bottles sold has actually also increased more than eight times. And so, yeah, a lot of people are very, very interested in this product. And in the last several weeks and months, we've also seen a lot of press coverage, right? Bloomberg has talked about the popularity of whiskey investments, right? And so have many, many other media outlets.
You've spoken about the investment demand in whiskey, but what about the investment demand for securities of whiskey?
Yeah, the investment, I think those two actually go very, very closely together, right? But I would say the demand for securities is even higher, because what that means is that the exchange, right, from our side, and then the member firms that we work with, right, are actually able to work with our partners to actually manage and handle the physical whiskey, right? So in the case of our offering, we actually have a cask administrator, a cask manager that's actually looking after the bottles. And the bottles and the casks are actually held at Diageo, at on-site at their distilleries in Scotland. And obviously they have a lot of expertise and many years of experience in managing these. So basically we've taken the pain of managing the physical items from the investors, and they can just get exposure, right, to the potential financial returns. And as I mentioned at the beginning, if they want to, they can actually redeem for a physical bottle.
What kind of timeline is there on that to be able, until you're able to redeem the physical bottle?
Yeah, so we have several casks on offer, and the bottling dates to those casks is different. But basically, the bottling dates range anywhere from 2022 for some of the earlier maturing casks, all the way to 2026. So it's about, you know, a one to three year time period.
And so what happens at the end of that? Maybe you can walk us through the kind of ROI or the end game for investors that are looking to invest in this.
Yeah, so basically what happens is that as we approach the maturity, the bottling date, we would freeze any transactions in that particular security, right? So all of the token holders of any particular cask of whiskey would then be notified that the bottling date is coming soon. So they would have still a kind of a grace period to continue any transactions on the open exchange. And then once we approach that kind of freeze date, again, they would actually have the option of redeeming for a physical bottle. And then the other option as well is that we actually do work with some external leading whiskey merchants. And depending on the market conditions and what the whiskey merchant is able to do, some of these investors might also be able to just sell that bottle rather than collect it and then redeem that for cash.
I see. Okay. So Willie, one last question for you. What's your favorite whiskey?
Oh, that's a really, really tough one. So the Port Ellen, as I said, was the most premium one. And unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to try it yet. But I have a chance, have had a chance to try several of the other ones. And I really have a soft place in my heart for the Mortlach.
Wonderful. Well, Willie, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
No worries. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Willie Chiang, Chief Operating Officer of HG Exchange, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.